And I'm interested to talk about the text, maybe just to begin with.
Of course.
Because what she has done, I would say, as a very famous, very prolific playwright, she's possibly most known for our country's good, isn't
yes.
she?
Yes.
At the Royal Court. But she has also done quite a lot of work that's either translation or influenced by Greek myth, for instance, The Love of the Nightingale.
Yes.
And then pure translation in terms of the Theban plays, which I think were first of all done at the RSC, weren't
yes.
they? And I think she's done Sophocles' Electra and a play by Euripides,
yes.
the Hecuba, didn't she?
Yes, indeed.
And I think in all of those, I've looked at some of them, and they do seem quite close to the original text.
Yes.
But there's a change here, isn't there?
Yes.
She writes in her introduction to the published text of R. Ajax that a new play began to superimpose itself on the original. And it seemed to come into the idea of the modern combat zone, didn't it?
Yeah.
Can you talk about the changes to some
sure.
extent?
Sure, of course I can.
With the setting and so on, and the idea behind it.
Well, I think it all came from the fact that I believe Timberlake had set out to do a translation of Ajax.
Mm.
That was her plan, and that was what she... I don't know if she had been asked to by anybody, but I think that's what she was setting out to do. And I think as she read it, it's one of the Greek plays that's done less often. And I think as she read it, I think she realised why it's done less often. It's a problematic play.